everybody, Flippin' Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group, family of companies, and welcome to another episode of our podcast, which is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right, and welcome to another episode. This is part of our series, and this is the series, the Freedom Through Passive Income Lifestyle, and this is part trace.
Yes.
That's three.
Yeah, just that's three.
Okay, yeah, part three. And this is, the title of this one is Bringing On New Hires.
Yeah, so part of this journey was, or part of the idea for the podcast topic was this being so surreal, and you'll have to watch part one and part two to really understand, so I don't, you know, waste time in this episode really going through it, but we're just like, whoa, like, what did we just do? And it's kind of hitting home that, hey, we're actually living the lifestyle that we've been wanting, that we've been chasing, right, and trying to capture. For a very, very long time. And I thought, this is a perfect time. It's not right. It's not where we want to be. It's not perfect.
It's not our end goal.
Yeah. But we're doing things right now that we could not have done before because of how we've set ourselves up. And quite frankly, none of it being purposeful. We always had this idea of what we wanted, but didn't know how to get there. And you know that meme, the road to success is not a straight line.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like this.
It's the squiggly
line. That's totally. And so we're in this squiggly, you know, world. And where we're at right now, we didn't even realize, you know, maybe that we could achieve what we have achieved over the last, you know, month or so.
The stop and smell the roses? Isn't that what that's
called?
Yeah.
So I think these four episodes and the idea behind them was to go, whoa, take a second and go, what'd you just do? Like, you're actually doing something you couldn't do before, and it's because of this Freedom Through Passive Income lifestyle. It's the podcast you're doing. It's the passion that you have to do for yourselves and to do for others. So I thought it was really powerful. And so this episode, we're talking about the fact that during this time, not only did we get this Florida house to come and buy $1 million house as is, dealing with all the contractors, and as you mentioned, the green pool, which you forgot to talk about yesterday.
Well, I'll throw that in at the end of this episode.
Yeah, there you go. But we also have new hires. We're in the middle of a financial transition right now, right? Our last CPA, he's really, really focused on his superpower and wanting to do what he can do the absolute best he can. And therefore, he can't handle our family of companies anymore. So we transitioned to somebody that can, because it's very like important to me to have one person that I can talk to about everything and really get good guidance by them seeing the big picture, right? So we're in the middle of that transition, and we have been for like the last probably 2 or 3 weeks. We just signed all of the engagement letters, and they're getting to work on our taxes, which were extended, and so that's coming up, and so they're working on all of those. So that's one thing that, that we have going. Another thing, we hired our operations manager, right?
Yes.
Found him while we were in Ohio, and he started while we were moving.
Well, he actually started while we were packing up, the last couple of days of packing up our house. But his first day, couple of days, we're like, see ya. We're driving to Florida.
That's right.
Welcome.
Yep. And then we have a new marketing person, Q, and we're meeting with her, I think, this week.
On Thursday, I think.
Yeah. So, and she's starting in September. So what I wanted to share on this one was, and how comes to life in a Freedom Through Passive Income lifestyle, is that you can do all these things because you have people in place, a team in place that is amazing, that can help you do those things. So part of our Freedom Through Passive Income isn't just apartments or property or real estate. It is also our businesses. And so our businesses mean we have team members. And Jody, she is the person that has helped greatly in the financial transition,
yes,
and figuring out all that information, getting the paperwork ready so that I could just sign it. When it came to hiring Joe, Aaron and Tina and Flip were both, they were all on the interview and taking part in helping that decision and deciding who was the right fit for that role. And then when it came to us moving and Joe's getting hired, we're like, we're driving, we can't do anything, you know. But Tina, our COO, was able to actually travel and go see Joe and spend a couple days with him. And then he's had the other team members where he's been able to meet with them and talk with them or get questions answered by other people. And Q with the marketing. Luckily, she only takes on a certain number of clients anyway, so she wasn't even ready till September. But because of our ability to do what we needed to do whenever, we were traveling up to Cleveland, right, to record some legacy videos, record a Spill the Beans podcast with Tim Bross, and she was there.
Yep.
And so we got to talk with her, and none of that happens without the team being, you know, back in Ohio or back wherever it is that they are, actually doing the work and mm-hmm. continuing to get the things done that need to be done while we're doing what we need to be doing, whether it's moving or marketing or recording videos or recording these podcasts,
right.
Things like that. So I thought that that's very, very powerful, that it's not just real estate, mm-hmm. right? It's not just the money. Freedom, that lifestyle in general, also comes with the people you've surrounded yourself with, the people that you trust mm-hmm. to be doing the things that need to be done while you're focused on something else, whether it's personal or professional. And you and I, our next end goal is really to be at a stage where we're not so much in the business. We are doing what we're doing now. We're right. talking about it. We're teaching it. We're networking with other people that we want to surround ourselves with, continue to elevate mm-hmm. Our business, our lives, our team's lives, things like that. And none of that happens if you don't have the foundation. Mm-hmm. And yep. the trusted people in place. So, just super, even these podcasts. AJ, thank you, AJ.
Yeah.
These podcasts wouldn't even be uploaded exactly. without somebody on our team actually, doing it all. Mm-hmm. And this week, you're going to be teaching him how to edit them.
Yep.
And so, again, taking things off of our plate so mm-hmm. that we can have the type of lifestyle that we want in order to continue elevating ourselves to do better, not just for us personally. We've never been that way.
Right.
Right? We've right. always been, we don't have kids, so our company and team is our family. And so we do things that ultimately help the company and the team in order to elevate all of us together. And it's just, it's exciting to be in this mm-hmm. position.
It
that
is.
All of this happened and I went, woo, we have three new team members.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Major team members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we did all of this plus that. That's just it is, again, surreal that mm-hmm. we are where we are and we're not even at our destination yet. So it's been a fun journey.
Yeah. I'm glad that we got to meet Q, because you had been talking about her.
Yes.
And we got to meet her up in Cleveland. However, I was sorely disappointed that she didn't have all the gadgets like M has. For those of you that know what that means, let's see who those are. And the pool. So we flew down here to view the house, and we checked out the house, and the pool looked great.
Yeah.
About a week before we closed, our agent said, "Hey, I'm talking to the other agent because the pool looks a little green." Mm. And I'm just like, "Wow, I remember seeing it. It was crystal clear when we yep. were there. So that's odd, And so we got down here, and when we walked down here, we walked around to the back. I mean, I love the color green. I love Michigan State, and I'm green through thick and thin, but that's not the green I wanted to see. That pool was green.
Yes.
And it's taken over a week, and today it's finally blue. So, woo! That was a treat.
Yes.
Talk about contractors we talked about right
yeah.
yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One contractor said that we were going to have to drain it, and they were going to have to power wash the entire pool and then fill it back up. Meanwhile, the other guy said, "I gotcha."
Uh-huh.
We went with the "I gotcha" guy.
Yes, yeah. yes. And we might, I'm hoping to hear we get to swim in it.
Yeah, someday soon. Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, apparently that's what they do in pools here.
Yeah.
Or we're just looking at ours.
Well, yeah, we're like, "Huh?
There it is.
Can we swim in you yet?"
Anyway, we hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you're heading on over to our website, freedomcapitalinvestments.com, to join our investor club and to see all the swag and all the other stuff that we're doing. But we're also on all the social media, so check us out. The gang's over there. Make sure you get any questions in or requests, or just tell us how we're doing and whatever.
Yeah.
But we like to end all of our episodes with
invest smart,
live happy.
Bye everybody.
Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on the show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit and loss.